And how long did the process take from when you first went to Sheepshead Bay until you set off on your first ship?
Well, it was from October to May.
So that's 1944 to 1945.
So it's the good part of a year.
Yeah.
Because the training at Hoffman Island was 5 months long. The training of radio operators when the war first started was 2 years long. It was cut back to a year at Gallops Island in Massachusetts, and then cut back to 5 months gradually. And I was in the 5 month segment where it took them 5 months to train me what it took 2 years to train people to do a few years earlier.
So it must have been really intense.
It was very intense. It was very... we would spend the evenings at the Morse code table learning how to send and receive, or practicing learning and receiving. And eventually we had to learn at least 16 words a minute in order to pass the FCC test to get the license. We couldn't sail without the license. Although in certain emergency situations, if you passed everything else but the code was a little low, you could get what's called a temporary license and sail for one trip on a merchant ship if you were not the only operator aboard. And on troop ships, there were at least three operators.
Was that that temporary license, is that a wartime?
It was a wartime waiver of the requirement. And most people who went through this thing, this training, did pass for the license. A second-class radio telegraph license, good for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And on the back of it was an endorsement where every ship you went on, you had to have the captain sign a satisfactory rating for your service on the ship. Mm-hmm. And your license had to be posted in the radio room whenever you were on a ship.